In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? Ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? Yes, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, where today we're talking about all things Hendersonville, North Carolina. Just right up the road, a little over 2 hours. It's a great trip and a great destination. And I have Doc Bill joining me. Doc Bill, I know you love to talk about food, and you can really eat your way around Western North Carolina. I mean, starting with the apples, there's so many things you can do with apples. What about apple ice cream? I mean, there's so many things that you can make.
Well, there's apple ice cream, there's applesauce, there's apple liqueur like Apple Jack. I mean, there's a whole bunch of things you can make from apples, as well as putting apples in stuffings and apples in meat. There's just a whole variety of things. And Hendersonville, they have apples and a lot of varieties of them, and they have a lot of great, great orchards up there.
They really do. But what are Apple Jacks? What's that?
Well, apples, there's two things. There's apple cider, in which you press apples and you get the juice from that. That's apple cider. You can take that juice and you can let it ferment and produce what's called hard apple cider. You can take that apple hard apple cider, and once it's been fermented, and then you can freeze it. And from that, you increase the alcohol content, and you get something that's called traditional Apple Jack. But those are things that you can do with apples. But here in the place we're talking about, that great place at Hendersonville, they have apple ciders, which they do, as well as hard apple ciders, and then fresh apples.
Well, they do. And there's so many different things that you can do with apples. And the owners there at Skytop Orchards, I talked with them about some of the things that, you know, they suggest. And they talked about, a whole array of things that they do. They do apple donuts there, apple pies, apple turnovers. But they also talked about just eating them, like in a salad. You can even do that.
Well, eat them in salads, mix them with apples and raisins, a little bit of mayonnaise, and you can also put in some carrots and a variety of great salads you can make with apples. Apples are high in vitamins. This gives a lot of good fiber, and they're nice and crisp. And then there are so many varieties of apples, apples that are tart, apples that are very, very sweet. Some apples hold up to baking, like your Granny Smith's. Other apples are just good using desserts and just eating fresh as they are, such as an apple called a mutsu.
Well, you know, another thing, too, that I learned on this trip is that Americans really like the sweeter apple cider. And if you look at places like Great Britain, they like it a little bit more tart, a little bit more crisp, their apple cider.
More crisp and some of the apple flavor. But again, you're right. They don't like it very, very sweet. And even places like France, which are known for their apple ciders, again, they don't like the apple cider all that sweet. But you can get any variety you want here in this country, particularly in places like Hendersonville. They do a variety of apple ciders, and also branching out with doing with apples, doing it with pears, and doing it with a lot of even peaches. So a lot of ciders are creeping up on the market and competing with the beers out there.
Well, that's true. There are a couple of really great cideries there in Hendersonville and in the Hendersonville area. And one of them is Bull Rock Ciders, which is started by two guys from really different sides of the world. John Washburn, who was a Southerner, he grew up in Virginia, and Brian Shanks from New Zealand, together with their love of apples and apple cider, they decided to start Bull Rock Ciders, and it's really a great, great company. And a lot of people are probably familiar with it because they sell all over the place.
Well, they do. You know, they have a Granny Smith cider. You know, their ciders also can influence the flavor. Some ciders have a hint of pear flavor. Some of it's a hint of other fruits in them. And as you ferment these different varieties of cider, the taste can change a bit over time. But, you know, again, cider is something that's nice and cold and gives an alternative to having beer.
Well, that's true. And if you want to, you can actually tour their facilities. And it's really great because you get a chance to really see the whole process of the ciders being made. And you can also go and taste the different flavors and buy some and bring it back, which I did. I brought some back. If you remember, we had quite a few of them.
Oh, they're very, very good. And also you have beer as well as cider. You have a place called Sierra Nevada Brewery, which is a large multinational brewery, which is out in California, but they have an eastern distribution area right there in Hendersonville, North Carolina. And they make a lot of high-quality beers as well as ciders as well.
Well, you're absolutely right about that. And they actually called themselves the Taj Mahal of breweries because that facility is fabulous. I mean, it's beautiful. I'll post some pictures on our website, travelbagswithanita.com, so that you can see some pictures there, because it is it's worth the visit just to go and really see that whole process, the whole facility there, because you get a chance to really see how they, you know, process it from one tank to another tank and the water that's added and just, you know, the whole boiling and heating and stirring of in all the tanks. I mean, it's really fascinating just to see that whole process.
Well, it's incredible. It's also a very environmentally friendly facility. I mean, they have a restaurant with it, and they take some of the cooking oil they use, and they process it in diesel fuel. They have solar facilities, which help in the processing of the various products they have there. They try to utilize some of the leftover products to burn them and use them in the facility. It's incredible. I mean, they're very energy efficient. It's won many national awards. And again, they produce high-end products that are utilized all over the world, from their ciders to their beers to incredible IPAs. Again, it's a great facility to have this close, particularly us in Gainesville in the North Georgia area.
That's right. That's right. I don't know if a lot of people know that it's there, so you could definitely check it out. They have different tours, really, depending on really what you're interested in seeing. Educational tours, it really tells you a lot about the whole process of brewing ciders and brewing beer. IPA tours, if you're like a beer geek, you can go on a tour and really find out a lot about that. They have a brew house tour. So they're all great tours. You just choose which one fits your interest the most and just go on it. We went on a tour with Emily Hetley, who toured us around the facility. She gave us a lot of good information. I think ours was a combination of that educational tour and the beer geek tour, because she told us everything. But, you know, I want to go back to something else you said, Dr. Bill, and you talked about how environmentally friendly the facility is. And I was amazed to see that the land that they cleared, they had to cut down quite a few trees, but they used those trees, they used the wood as part of the brewery. So tables are made from those trees, trims around the facility, the ceiling. I mean, they didn't miss an opportunity to use that wood. So that to me just says how important it is to them to be environmentally friendly.
It is, it is. When you get all that great cider and all that great beer, the best thing to do is to drink it and have it with some nice, good barbecue. And I think Hubba Hubba Smokehouse is probably the place to go.
I had so much fun there. Great barbecue. You know, that's one of my favorites. So when I saw that on the itinerary during my trip, I was pretty excited. And it didn't disappoint. Hubba Hubba Smokehouse is really, really great barbecue.
Well, it is. It's a traditional barbecue place, and when they don't do electric smoking, they actually do it with the wood itself, you know, and you get a good smoke flavor. They do a variety of dishes. They do pork. They do chicken. They do brisket, a variety of sandwiches. They also do lean sausages. And again, it's done with great flavor. They have a variety of good side dishes, and all from the pimento cheese to various types of grits, to coleslaw, to potato salad, to pork and greens, and all this stuff, all their side dishes are made in-house, so they don't bother to go and source things outside. They do everything inside. They do collard greens. They do succotash, and they also do seasonal salads, and when the certain parts of the season are in place, they will go and utilize those in their dishes. Great variety of food, freshly done, and a lot of it, from ribs to traditional pulled pork to the brisket. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that.
You're making me hungry, okay? I am so ready to go back to Hendersonville. And as you know, we have a trip coming up, so everyone should listen closely, get ready to participate in the contest, and maybe you'll win an opportunity to go with Doc Bill and I, Joel and BJ. We head up to Hendersonville, North Carolina, and maybe we can try some apple cider, we can try some barbecue, we can try a little bit of everything. I'm ready to go back. So, Doc Bill,
I'm ready to go.
Are you ready?
I'm ready to go, too. The Jekyll trip was so great. This place is going to be even better. So I definitely can't wait to go and experience Hendersonville and do it with some of the listeners, as well as the great folks there at WDUN.
I am so ready to go. So you guys, listen up. Contest starts soon on Monday. And we will, you know, have an opportunity for you guys to qualify and then hopefully be one of the winners to come along with us. Now, Dr. Bill, thanks a lot for joining us today to talk about the food. We're going to take a break right now here on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9 WDUN. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Ding dong, ding dong, I'll take a trip to China.